to address a press conference. If you wish to ask a question, please raise your hand. And if you wish to ask another question, kindly wait for your turn. You're raising your hand again.
Virat, firstly, a general comment on how you're looking to the series and the significance given that this is the World Cup year. And related, after you answered that, if we could get any update as the captain on the two players who have been talked about for the past 2 days.
The update, I would speak about the update first. The update, as everyone has gotten to know yesterday and sometime before that as well, we're all waiting for a decision from the board. And from there on, we can understand what needs to be done about the situation. So we are also waiting, like everyone else is, on the verdict. And about the fact that, I mean, we have addressed this some time back as well, the fact that we have not many games left before the World Cup. And hence, we wanted to play the side that more or less will feature in the World Cup. We wanted that side to play together for the remainder of the games. The exceptional case of Bumrah being rested is purely because of the workload in the test series. But apart from that, I don't think combination-wise we're going to look to tinker too much. Yes, a couple of spots which might need rectification will be looked at. But apart from that, the idea is to make that combination and that team play together for the whole period left before the World Cup.
Virat, just a follow-up since you've answered the first question. As captain, has it made it a little, I mean, it must have made it quite difficult for you because, I mean, two key players or two, you know, possibly both in the 11, and then in terms of your planning, I mean, what do you feel as the captain about the whole issue?
Look, whatever's happened is unfortunate, but there's certain things that are out of your control and certain things that you need to just sit back and wait and watch them unfold. From the combination and team balance point of view, yes. When, you know, something like that happens, you will have to think of what is the combination that you need to go in with now. But having said that, as I said, you don't have control over these things. So you have to adjust with the situation and address it the way it comes to you and the way it unfolds. So that's how we are looking at it. Definitely the combinations will have to be thought about once the decision comes out. And, you know, from there on we see what needs to be done about the whole situation. But as I said, we all are waiting, just like everyone, to understand what their decision would be.
Thank you.
Yeah, you spoke about it being unfortunate, but as a captain and a senior player, have you got a chance to have a word with them, understand what they were going through, or just understand the situation?
Look, from the Indian cricket team point of view, any inappropriate comments that are made in that scenario are something that we definitely don't support. And the two concerned players have felt what has gone wrong, and they have understood the magnitude of what's happened. And definitely, it has to hit anyone hard, and you know, they will definitely understand the things that have not gone right. So, and we are still waiting for a decision to be made. But from the Indian cricket team point of view, this changes nothing in terms of our you know, beliefs in the change room. Does nothing to the spirit that we've been able to create within the change room. And these are purely individual opinions, and something, as I said, which is in an inappropriate space. We definitely, as the Indian cricket team, do not support views like that. And that's been communicated, and that's that. I mean, the situation is in front of everyone. I can't reveal something magnificent or drastic here because it's in front of everyone to see. So I can definitely say that as the Indian cricket team and responsible cricketers, we definitely don't align with those views, and those are purely individual opinions.
Earlier in 2018, you've spoken about at the start of the series, you look to give chances to pacers, but sometimes you're not able to. This time you don't have just Jasprit Bumrah, but you have Shami and Khalid. So how does this change the perspective of the bowling attack, considering the series and harder wickets, flatter wickets, the spin combination? How does that bring?
Yeah, look, Bumrah's case, as I said, is of workload. What's exciting is that Bhuvi is coming back into the scenario. He's been working hard during the tests. obviously there was no room for him to be featured in the 11 purely because of the strength of the bowling attack together. Khalil has done well when given opportunities, but this is going to be very different. It's going to be a different challenge. The good thing is that he's played a few games and he's gained confidence from them. Shami, again, we feel like he has the skill to provide you breakthroughs with the new ball. So he has a chance to, you know, establish himself as the member of the pace quartet or how many ever will go to the World Cup. So, look, those spots are up for the grab. And we've been wanting to do that for a while. We've been and Siraj comes in as well. We've been wanting to figure out who, apart from Bhuvi and Bumrah, are the two or three more guys who we can bank on. And these games will provide an opportunity for those guys to firstly present their case strongly and secondly gain confidence from playing these games. So I think it's a great opportunity for all these guys who are going to step in to show what they have and you know, seal a spot for themselves.
Spin combination
is, again, Jadeja coming in, if you see in the last few matches that we've played, purely also because we played in Asia, UAE and India, we could play a finger spinner and a wrist spinner. But in South Africa, two wrist spinners. In England, they were you know, critical for our success. So it's purely up to how we want to go about it. Look at the pitch as well. If it's really dry and a finger spinner is, you know, in favor of being featured, then we'll go with the same combination that we've been going with. If not, if it's flat and, you know, it won't provide anything, then again, the two wristies become a more attacking and a more feasible option. So we'll have to figure out the conditions, but both scenarios are pretty much in play.
Virat, beating Australia and Australia is a huge emotional high which has never been achieved. Your team achieved it after 71 years. Now, to undertake going to another tournament in a different format, from setting yourself aside that emotional high is pretty difficult, and then comes this sort of a mini controversy. Does it make your job all the more difficult?
Not at all. I mean, the issue that has happened, we all know what's happened to it. At the end of the day, we need to go out there and play cricket. And all these external factors are not going to derail our motivation or, you know, the preparation for the World Cup. And they're definitely not going to dampen anything that we've achieved. Because it's an issue that's happened right now. And that is being addressed. But I don't think anything can take away from what we have done as a team in the Test Series. And anything should not be taken away from that. Because, as I said, those are pretty much individual opinions. You know, that's not something that we have gone out there and announced or believe in as a team. What we have done as a team is for everyone to see in the Test Series. So I think that credit should not be taken away from the Indian cricket team. The issue definitely needs to be dealt with, which is being done. So in our minds and in our hearts, nothing's been dampened at all because we're totally focused on what we need to do as professional cricketers, what we need to contribute towards the Indian cricket team. And immediate focus now is to prepare for the World Cup. After a series like that, after a high like that, it's good to have another, you know, big event like the World Cup in sight, because that keeps you motivated. It can get difficult when you don't have you know, a tournament like World Cup to prepare for. It's difficult for any team to, you know, ride that emotional high and then get into that same zone again, purely because of the intensity of the cricket being played. But we are pretty focused on what we need to do and we understand where we need to head as a team.
We'll have four more questions, and if questions are in repetitive nature, we'll move on to the next. Yeah.
Brad, did you have a chance as a group to reflect on what your side achieved during the Test Series?
Yeah, we got together the day that we got presented with the trophy, and look, it was just pure. It didn't hit us that hard that night, to be honest. It started sinking in from the next day onwards. But even that evening, just to see that relief on the players' faces and someone like Pujara, you know, smiling and so happy about what he had achieved, and Bumrah being content in his own space, and, you know, you could feel a sense of total confidence. Just those guys sitting around and feeling like they have their own identity as Indian cricketers, and as a team, we have our own identity. I felt that evening, and it was just beautiful to recognize those important moments through the series. And when you speak about it, when you get to know that you stuck to what you wanted to do and you ended up executing it, gives you total satisfaction, especially in Test cricket. So yeah, it was a beautiful thing to experience and to speak about and to share as a team, more importantly, because we played as a team, and to be able to share it with all the guys, just to see happy faces was a great feeling.
Gaurav Josh.
One of the players is, of course, Hardik Pandya, who's so crucial to the balance of the team. So how is that a distraction given, you know, you can't really form the balance and you don't know if he's going to be available or not? So how is that, how hard is it that as a captain that you probably can't go and pick that 11 going that he's so crucial?
Gaurav, we just said that if the questions are repetitive, we will move on to the next one. He's answered everything at length.
No, it's about combination. It's fine. Look, we played in India against the West Indies with a finger spinner and a wrist spinner. So the good thing is we've got someone like Jadeja who can do the all-rounders role if a scenario like that occurs. So we're not too stressed as a team because you always have things that you can do in terms of creating that balance for the side. And hence, we keep players who can provide balance with bat and ball as a backup anyway if someone has a niggle or an injury. So you're always prepared as a team for those scenarios, and I don't think we'll have too much of trouble if we have to change our combinations. As I said again, understanding how the situation would pan out, I think we're pretty comfortable as a side in any combination that we go in with.
The spinners, I don't see any close infielders when spinners are bowling
in one day cricket.
And test cricket in both in one day also.
So okay. What is the question?
The question, please.
One day.
No, the question.
Question is, I don't see any closing fielders when spinners are bowling.
No, but that's an opinion, sir. I'm asking if you're asking a question or you're saying something. It's not a question.
That's the observation.
That's something that you see. So are you asking me why is that the case? Okay. Look, it's when the wicket provides you with options of keeping close infielders, then you go for keeping close infielders. If the wicket's not turning, you don't want to be one-dimensional and leak too many runs. If you see in modern-day test cricket, in-out fields, not giving the batsman the boundary option, keeping guys close in but in a balanced manner works. In Melbourne, if you saw, we had four guys, you know, next to the bat because we were on top and Jadeja had a rough and we knew the batsman is under pressure. But if the batsmen are not under pressure, it does not make sense to keep too many close infielders because nowadays batsmen straight away go over the top and try and hit you for a boundary. It's not like, you know, they won't take on the fielders. So you need to be balanced because you don't want the session to go away from you. But when the situation has allowed us, we have kept not even three, more than four fielders, you know, next to the bat. So it all depends on where the game's heading. We are always open to creating pressure by keeping close infielders, but it depends on where the game is.
Vera, the Australians have rested their three fast bowlers from the test series. Do you feel that makes them even more vulnerable in this series and gives you confidence?
Not really. Depends on the guys coming in, if how excited they are to take up their spots. It makes total sense. I mean, when guys have gone through that kind of workload, you have a few more tests coming up. We as a side don't have any more test cricket to play, so these guys will have to come back and play test cricket again now. So it makes sense. Again, the guys coming in, I'm sure they'll be excited to play for Australia, and all of them are talented. I played with Billy myself. I've seen the other two bowl as well. So you cannot take anything lightly. I mean, we got beaten in the T20 in the first game that we played on tour. So in Australia, you don't take anything for granted. And we as a side just need to focus on the kind of cricket that we have played and just continue to do that regardless of which Australian 11 is against us. For us, it's all about getting the right results, playing the right kind of cricket, and just entertaining the crowds that come to the stadiums. And we just strive to continue to be able to do that.
Final question in English. Yeah, the lady.
And Vera, we're expecting about 40,000, similar to the T20 game you had where there was such incredible support for you guys. How awesome was it to play in front of a crowd like that when we are in Sydney?
Amazing. The atmosphere in Sydney, I hear it's going to be 40,000 people tomorrow. The last time I experienced that was the World Cup game against Australia. So it's an electrifying atmosphere to play in, and as cricketers, you definitely want that atmosphere in the stadium. When you see the whole stadium buzzing and you know the crowd behind you, when you're in a tight situation, that gives you a lot of motivation to push yourself and do something special for your country. So it's going to be an occasion to look forward to, and Sydney has always been a ground where we enjoyed playing our cricket, and purely because of one section of the stadium that's completely filled with Indian fans. And I think it's a great contrast. You know, you have Australian fans on one side and Indian fans, and I think it's great for the game of cricket that both sides get a lot of support here, and tomorrow is going to be very exciting.
Final question.
Can I just ask one quickly on the Big Bash? You've spoken previously about how you love Australia as a country. You know, when you're done with your international career, there's a stint here appeal, and I suppose broadly, would you like to see the BCCI sort of change its stance and maybe allow even some of the younger guys to come out here for the Big Bash?
Look, I don't know whether that stance or that particular aspect is going to change in the future. As far as I'm concerned about playing more cricket when I'm done, I don't think I'm in that zone at all, to be honest. I have played enough cricket in the last 5 years, and look, I can't comment on even the first thing I'm going to do when I retire, because I don't feel like I'm going to pick up the bat again, to be honest. I'd be spent. The day I finish, I'd be totally spent, and that's the reason I'm going to stop playing cricket. So I don't see myself coming back again and again. I think once I'm done, I'd be done, and I won't be seen around the scene. A holiday is good, but not picking up the bat match. Thank you. Oh, sorry.
लास्ट 12 महीने जो हुए उसमें जो हम क्रिकेट खेले मैं बैटिंग की बात कर रहा हूँ बहुत टफ कंडीशन में क्रिकेट खेले तो बैटिंग परफॉर्मेंस की तरफ आप कैसे देखते हो आने वाला वर्ल्ड कप भी टफ होगा बैटिंग कंडीशंस के लिए तो इसके लिए बैटिंग ग्रुप की तरफ से आप कैसे देखते हो हमारे कोच ने क्या कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट किया है कैसा रोल रहा है उनका
जी लास्ट 12 महीने में आई थिंक वनडे क्रिकेट में हमारी बैटिंग बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग रही है और उसका एक बहुत बड़ा फैक्टर है हमारे ओपनर्स जिस तरीके से रोहित और शिखर ने बैटिंग की है और परफॉर्मेंस दी है उससे पूरी टीम को बहुत कॉन्फिडेंस मिलता है क्योंकि जब आप ऐसे स्टार्ट करते हैं तो एक मोमेंटम बन जाता है एक बीच में फेज़ था जहां पे हमें मिडिल ओवर्स का एक इशू हमने एड्रेस किया कि जो ओवर 25 से 40 थे उसमें हमने अपनी गेम को थोड़ा चेंज करना चाहा और बीच में हमें हैम्पर ये चीज़ हुई कि केदार काफ़ी टाइम नहीं खेल पाए तो अब वो टीम में वापस हैं तो उस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से हमें ऐसा लगता है कि वो जो एक फैक्टर है उसमें भी हम इम्प्रूवमेंट ला सकते हैं धीरे धीरे क्योंकि अगर आप देखें बड़े टूर्नामेंट में वर्ल्ड कप जैसे टूर्नामेंट में वो 25-30 रन जो एक्स्ट्रा हैं वो बड़ी गेम्स में मैटर करेंगे और हम चाहते हैं कि हम हर एस्पेक्ट को बिल्कुल स्ट्रॉन्ग तरीके से एड्रेस करें और उसको इम्प्रूव करते जाएं गेम बाय गेम बट जहाँ पे हमारी बैटिंग है इस समय वनडे क्रिकेट में मैं एज कैप्टन और टीम मैनेजमेंट बहुत कंफर्टेबल हैं क्योंकि हमारे पास रिजल्ट्स हैं वनडे क्रिकेट में और हमारी परफॉर्मेंस काफ़ी अच्छी रही है और बॉलिंग भी काफ़ी बैलेंस तरीके से चल रही है तो देखिए वनडे क्रिकेट में आपको कोई भी टीम किसी भी दिन हरा सकती है बट एज अ टीम आप अपनी बेस्ट और स्ट्रॉन्गेस्ट 11 लेके जाते हैं और हमें अभी ऐसा लगता है कि हम एज अ वनडे टीम सही ट्रैक पे हैं और अपनी फुल स्ट्रेंथ पर है टेस्ट अच्छा क्योंकि आपने वर्ल्ड कप बोला तो इसलिए टेस्ट में सर टेस्ट में जी मुश्किल तो रहा है ये साल बैटिंग के लिए लेकिन अगर आप इंडिविजुअली ना फोकस करें और एज ए बैटिंग ग्रुप फोकस करें तो मुझे नहीं लगता कि वो एक मैच जोहान्सबर्ग और एक मैच नॉटिंगम में छोड़ के हमने एज ए ग्रुप अच्छी बैटिंग करी ऑस्ट्रेलिया में हम वो कर पाए जैसे मैंने बोला कि नंबर ऑफ बॉल्स खेलने का कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन था किसी के ज़रूरी 25-30 रन एक अच्छी सिचुएशन में ज़रूरी थे पुजारा की कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत अच्छी थी ऋषभ की कंट्रीब्यूशन हर मैच में जो 30-35-40 रन वो ज़रूरी थी तो हमने ये बात करी थी कि एज ए टीम 25-30 रन में भी हमको प्राइड लेना चाहिए अगर हमने टीम की तरफ कंट्रीब्यूट किया है तो इट माइट नॉट बी हाईलाइटेड पब्लिकली बट इंटरनली हमें पता था कि एज ए ग्रुप हम लोग कर सकते हैं वो तो फ्रॉम दैट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू आई थिंक ऑस्ट्रेलिया में हमारी वो सबसे कलेक्टिव एफर्ट थी बट उसके अलावा इन जनरल हाँ ये साल बोलर्स ने ज़्यादा डोमिनेट किया और बैटिंग कंडीशंस मुश्किल थे ज़रूर सबके लिए
थैंक यू